to a Chazara in a sense of Simchas HaLimud, but you know, if the Avachina sort of hanging over your head is something that frightens you, so an oral exam would be easier for you. I'll be happy to go in that direction for the individual. Just come to me. Okay, we left off in the middle of the sugya of Lechatz Avinish, or towards the end of the sugya of Lechatz Avinish, where the Gemara has a Havamina and a Maskana, where the Gemara asks that Ihachi, that we have a concept of Lechatzif as Aranami. Why don't we apply Lechatzif also to an individual who claims that, the individual claims the Ara? What does it mean to claim the Ara? So here we have machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam says, "Ihachi afilu ara nami, ki toyin dezavinte minoch lehemne below edi chazaka, delo chotziv inish lemechas ba'ara, delo didei ulemechal perosah." That just to take the concept of lo chotziv and to apply it to the land itself. Tosfos rejects that possibility. He says lo chotziv doesn't apply to anything that has a relationship to the future, only to that that has a relationship to the past. And since the aretz, the karka, would be also in terms of the future, so we only would apply it to the world of the peros that had been eaten. Im hu toen shakarka shelo shalakcha, then lo yachzir peros shekvar achal. But the karka certainly has to be machzir. So I asked you last time, how do you understand the machlokus between the Rashbam and Tosfos? No, you had a few days to think about it. Well, what would you say? What over here is the machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos as to whether we should take the Gemara literally, that Ara means Ara, or whether we take the Gemara saying that Ara means the peros you already ate on the Ara? Yes? How would that... Yes? It's certainly possible that you're correct. Maybe it's even probably you're correct. But I think there's an easier way of learning. In other words, that you don't have to come on to a new factor. We could work with what we already have on the page. What we had one classic chakira in terms of lo chatzif. What was our chakira in terms of lo chatzif? Is it a birur? Do we have over here an objective birur, or do we have over here a subjective nemonis bal davar? Namely, that when we weigh the tainus of the two parties, the lo chatzif, you know, brings us to give the karaka to the individual chatzif. How would that fit in over here? Can you fit that chakira in over here? If we hold it's a birur, is there room to distinguish between karaka and peros? The chora, no. Ma'inaf gemina. If we have a birur lo chatzif inish, ein ad meis panof neva al chovo, we don't distinguish between whether we're dealing with a chov of peros or we're dealing with a chov of karaka. If we have a din of Eini Shami Iza Paneb Bifnei Baila, these are psychological, it's a psychological mitzius. You can ask whether the psychological mitzius applies nowadays. Maybe people are more chotzov, chutzpah yaske, the Gemara points out in Ikhisad the Meshicha, so maybe these psychological mitzius don't apply. But in a situation where they do apply, l'chaor, there's no nafkamina as to what is the object on which they are disputing. Masha'enken, if we're dealing with the world of a ne'emonus of a ba'al dovar, ne'emonus of a ba'al dovar means we have to take into account the other ba'al dovar. We have one ba'al dovar, we have another ba'al dovar. And when you have a situation, moving over to what Eitan pointed out, where you have someone who's a ba'al dovar on the karka, marikam on the karka, he's a muhsak. Namely, when we weigh, on one side we have a muhsak, on the other side we have a lo chatzif,
That changes the weight of Lo Chatzif. When we're dealing with Lo Chatzif in a situation of Peros Shekvar Achal, no one's a Muchzak. That was the whole, that was the whole Tain of Tosis. There's no Tzvisa. No one's a Muchzak. No one's a Muchzak. And this one, we have a Lo Chatzif, so parallel, the two Tainas, this one was a Marikama. This one is a Lo Chatzif. We'll give it to the Lo Chatzif. But the moment we're dealing with Karka, that changes the rules of the game. The moment we're dealing with Peros Shelo Achal, means that there's still a Chazaka on the part of the Marikama, that changes the nature of the weighing. So Yitachen over here, that this would be Tosos L'Shitaso. And we Tosos, we pointed out, does not L'Chara view Lo Chatzif Inish as a Birur. He doesn't require Pirsum beforehand. He says as long as there's an eating which is sanua, which is not derech neiva, that would be enough. Now we wanted to link in with the svara of nemanis valdavar. Once you're dealing with nemanis of a valdavar, then lechora there's room to say that that would only apply when the marikama is not a muchzak. When the marikama is a muchzak, then we wouldn't weigh the side of the lochatzif to the same degree. Okay, I think that that, you know, I think it fits in nicely. And you don't have, again, I understand what you said is wrong. I just don't think you need it. Yes?
You don't say that if it's a beer, you wouldn't need a shvuah?
We said that if it's a birur, you may not need a shvuah. If it's a nemanis of baal davar, vada, you require a shvuah. If it's a birur, so then there are birurim and there are birurim. That already opens the option. We didn't find a rishon over here, black and white, to say you don't need a shvuah. Right? That we didn't find. But it opens that option that you may not need it. Were we to find such a rishon, he would certainly hold it's a birur. The fact that we have rishonim and say you have a shvuah seses, so it could be a birur or it could be a nemonis. The Gemara then answers by ara amrin amlei ach veishtarcha, that we have a reyusa in the lochatzif ihachi peira name. The Gemara answers there's no reyusa by peiri because shtara la peiri lo avdi inchi. Okay, if you were to be Schattenstein or Art Scroll or whoever you want to quote, whoever's translated the Gemara, how would you translate this phrase of Shtara Lepera Lo Avdei Inchi? What are two options of translating it? What's the Machlokes Rishonim how to translate it? Yes? What does it mean? What was the first one? If I could say it a little differently. In other words, one is shtara lepeiri lo avdi inchi, that people aren't noheg to write shtaros on peiros. There's nothing particularly wrong with writing a shtar on peiros. There's nothing in the world of peiros that don't allow a shtar to be written on them. But generally, people don't write shtaros on peiros. Which Rishon understands that the concept of shtara lepeiri lo avdi inchi in that manner? Who says you can if you want to, but most people don't? I send you to a Rashi in Shavuos on Daf Memvav Amad Beis. Over there, Rashi, Dibra Maschil, Diyasmi, is dealing over there with Sfarim, that are Metaltalim, and he points out, V'yein tzarech l'chtov alehed shtar mechira. Elu l'rafcha demilsa shal yitztarech l'shava. People don't usually bother to write a shtar on Metaltalim. If they want to, they can, and it will save them problems later on. But since it's a headache to write a shtar and find two edim, this isn't the same as karka. Karka, you're dealing with something which is a tremendous financial loss if you're going to be disputed. There, people are very careful to write a shtar. We're talking about a shtar raya. There, people are very careful to have a shtar raya on karka. But on the metaltalim, in other words, it's up to them. In other words, ain't sarach l'chtov alayin shtar mechira. Elu l'ravcha demilsa shalei yitztarach l'shava ken ki balti merav Yitzhak Alevi. Who disagrees with Rashi and says that we do not write shtaros on peiros? That's the Yad Rama I sent you to in Siman Ayin Hey, in our perek, a little later on down the line. And Daf Lamed Vav, over there, the Yad Rama says as follows. Avol Behemos, Dilav b'nei michtav alayhu shtara ninu. They don't relate to shtaros. You don't write a shtar on behemos. D'holo mitchazki b'shma. You can't identify a behema. Ela b'tvius eina. That you recognize that this is your behema, but it's not like a field that has boundaries or an eved who has a name. Therefore, lo shayach b'utayma de mizdari in shebishtari. Since it's lav b'neishtara, now it appears that it's that we're dealing over here with a halacha as opposed to a derech eretz. That's a machlokes b'chala Torah kula, whether a shtar can be written on peiros, but normally it's not, or whether simply the world of shtar and the world of peiros are not commensurate with the other. In our sugya, would you still have these two options? If you were to be writing the perush, not in general, the word shtar la perigo avde yinshi, but in our sugya, l'chora, what's the meaning of, in our sugya, of the phrase shtar la perigo avde yinshi? What are we talking about in our sugya? The person claims, what is his claim, yes?
He's talking about
Nachon. He's talking about, he claims that he made a kinyan peros on this field, that he bought the rights of eating peros of the field. Basically, we're dealing with a shtar raya on the field. You can have a kinyan haguf, you could have a kinyan peros. He's never claimed he made a kinyan haguf. He simply claims, I made a kinyan peros, la peros yeradati. I purchased the right to eat the peros of this field. Once we're already anchored in the field, even if it's a kinyan peros in the field, then l'chora, that's what the Gemara is asking. Ihachi peri nami shtar, ihachi peri nami. L'chora, we would have a shtar on these peros as well. The Gemara answers, shtar la peri lo avdi inshi. Inachinami, we're dealing over here with a kinyan peros on the land, but this already is an inyan of noach. People normally don't go bother to write a shtar on a kinyan peros on the land, even though l'chora, even the Rama would agree that one can write on a kinyan peros on the land. I mean, we're talking over here where the object of the mechira is the land. Just that, as opposed to being kona the goof of the land, I claim I was kona the peros of the land. So just to be aware that even though we have a machlokas between Rashi and the Yad Rama b'chola Torah kula, in our sugya l'chora, golav the inchi is like Rashi, namely that it's possible. It's certainly the shtar can apply to a kinyan peros on the land, but golav the inchi, people don't do it, so it's not considered to be a reyusa. Okay. That's point number two. What we left out in the Gemara was the core, the source of Lochatziv Inish. The source of Lochatziv Inish is from a statement of Rav Yehuda. Milo Amar Rav Yehuda, Haiman de Nokit Magla Vituvila Vamar Ozil Igdere Ledikla de Planya de Zavda Niele Meheman. My Taima, Lochatziv Inish, the Gazar Dikla de Lavdile. Hachaname, we move over into our sugya, that in Peros Yeradati we also have a Lochatziv. The source of it is by the Dekel. The question is, we have Mahokas Rishonim, what's the Ukimta of the Dekel? What was this person claiming? This person is coming with a proclamation to say that he purchased the right to be Gozar Dikla. What does it mean to be Gozar Dikla? Amar Ezel Igdere Ledikla de Planya de Zavdi Niele. How does the Rambam learn? Yes?
Cut down the whole tree.
Right, that I purchased from him the right to cut down the tree. That we have a concept of Gozar. Gozar, you know, we have a cutting action. Masha Ein Kein, the rest of the world, then we have the Rashbam, Tosfos here, Tosfos in Baba Metzia, Tosfos in Shavuos, Tosfos in Baba Kama, right? And who had in the Ravid, how do they understand? That you cut the fruit, right? Now we're talking about Lekitas Peros. We're talking about a case of mamash parallel to our Gemara of Peros Yeradati. I purchased the right of taking the Peros off of this tree. Now, clearly, Tosus begins with a question of etymology. Simply, what is the Aramaic root mean, and what word would have been a better word had we wanted to speak about cutting down the tree? But Gachara, would the Rambam have agreed that if the person came and used Tosfos as Ukimta, I purchased the rights to be locate the Peros, would the Rambam have said that there would be any different halacha in that case? No, just according to Rambam, it happens to be an Ukimta. The Rambam understood the Gemara in this manner, but it could have just as well been the other matter. However, Tosfos says you can't learn the Gemara like the Rambam. That's just a question over here of etymology, of what the primary meaning of the words is. Tosfos says, Al pi svara, you can't learn like the Rambam. And I have a raya, you can't learn like the Rambam. That's what it says over here in the middle of Tosfos. Nira l'riva l'rivam, Shemahaya Balik Tzos Hadekel Atzmo, if a person were to claim the Taina of the Rambam, he would have put an ad in the New York Times. I purchased the rights from so-and-so to cut down his dekel. That's all, in other words, I purchased the rights. There we wouldn't say that he would be Ne'eman. We wouldn't say Lo Chatzav Inish. Why not? So Tosa says, firstly, dekel ein derech b'nei adam limkor lakutz. And secondly, I have a raya, that there's a Gemara in Hachovel where a person is accused of cutting down a cherry tree, netiosai kotzatzta, and the person says, you told me to cut down the cherry tree. Right? You told me to cut it down. Amarta li lekotzatzo, so we say he's potter. And the Gemara says, that's crazy. How could he be potter? Any type of person could go ahead, break someone's window, and when the fellow says, what are you doing? Oh, you told me to do it. And he's going to be potter? In other words, lo shavkes chaye lechol deria. Everyone's going to come and be mazik the other person and then claim, you told me to do it. So the Gemara sets up a new kibta that we're dealing with a dekel ha'omed li katzetz. We're dealing with a dekel that was leaning in the wrong direction over the Rishus Harabim or some form of kilayim. In other words, there was some reason why it had to be cut down, namely an unusual situation. Only there is a person neman to say that you told me to do it. Tosa says, if the Rambam is correct, this fellow has an ego. He can claim he bought the rights to cut it down. In other words, according to the Rambam, if you claim you bought the rights to cut a tree, you're believed. Lo chatzav finish. No one would be so audacious as to say he bought the rights if it's a lie. Lo chatzav finish. So according to the Rambam, you should have over there that sugi amigo. And since the Gemara over there doesn't have that amigo, you see the Rambam is wrong. So Tosa says the Rambam is wrong. Not just that he has the anukimta, which is pushing the envelope a little bit in terms of the words of the Gemara, but rather in the case where a person claims that I purchased this dekel to cut it down, according to the Rambam, ne'eman, lo chatzav finish. According to Tosfos, eino ne'eman. He's not ne'eman. Again, svara, ein derech b'nei adam limkar lakutz, raya, that the Gemara doesn't bring this as amigo in Baba Metzia. What's the machlokas? What over here is the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos? The machlokas in Metzias, whether derech b'nei adam limkar lakutz or ein derech b'nei adam limkar lakutz. It's a machlokas. I mean, and there is another way of learning. Okay, the Rambam has another way of learning the Gemara over there that we'll see in a few minutes. But l'chora over here, what's pushing Tosfos? Tosfos, in other words, l'chora feels that l'shitati, it's not shayach. While the Rambam feels that l'shitasi, there's no issue, there's no problem. What over here could be the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos as to whether we would apply lo chatzif inish to cutting down a dekel? No, Eitan? Want to try again? I'm a very conservative individual. You know already that you know it's a derech that I go in shiur. What? I mean, you know, it's, what? But 100%. Is why do we have to argue about this? That if we're dealing over here, that the concept of lo chatzif inish is a birur. Namely, we're dealing with a psychological mitzius. If it's a birur, my nafkamina, if derech b'nei adam or lav derech b'nei adam, this person, the moment he claims it, and the Rambam also is one of the school that claiming means claiming in advance mafarsim, and that's the case over here. The moment is mafarsim in advance, that I am telling you, I'm going to cut down this tree because I purchased the rights, that's a birur that he purchased the rights. Lo chatzav inish. In other words, my nafkamina lekan o lesham. Masha Einkein, according to Tosos is l'shitaso. We already saw two examples that Tosos holds that it's not a biur. We're dealing over here with Ne'emonis of Abal Dava. We're dealing over here with a question of relative sfirut. We have to take into account all factors we have to take into account. So we already saw that in Tosos that we're dealing over here not with a pirsum, we're dealing over here with tzina. We pointed out we can't use it to futures because it's a muhsak. We can only use it to that which is in the past, and which is no muhsak. So according to Tosfos, the moment that we have a metzius, that ein derech b'nei adam limkar lakutz, I'm claiming something which is very, very rare, so my lo chatzav inish, what kind of nemanis of a baal davar, this is not, you know, it's, this is a rare bird. This is a rare mitzius. In other words, it takes, in other words, that when we have to weigh the factors over here, that I'm claiming something which is a miyut sheino matzui, so we're not going to give nemonis to what I'm saying. I mean, the raya that Tosus brings from the Gemara is a raya, but you could distinguish. The Rambam can say, when the person claims in advance, then he's believed. If afterwards he says, you give me permission, then he's not believed. In other words, l'shita so, we're dealing over here with a birur. How are we dealing with a ne'emanos like Tosus? It's even afterwards, even after the fact. Once we're dealing with a birur, it's only when you come and you mafarsim, in other words, up front. So the Rambam over here is boom, boom, boom. Namely that he says you have to be mafarsim. And it'll apply not only to peros, it'll also apply to cutting a dekel. Because we're dealing with the birur. Masha'enkein, according to Tosfos, just as we said that it's a ne'emanos and you can't deal with that which you have someone who's toe-faced, just as we pointed out, that because it's ne'emanos, there's no need for piersum, so also, because it's din of ne'emanos, the moment that we have a mitzius, that the lo'avdi inchi, the mizavni, dekel, l'kutz, so then, that we're not going to build the ne'emanos on such a strange situation. Okay, so l'chor, I think that over here, that this basic chakira works its way through all of the options that we find within the sugya. The only point is, as Gopin pointed out, the only thing that doesn't fit in so nicely into the Rambam, would have been wonderful had he passed in that way, but he doesn't, is that the Rambam does require a shvuas heses. We wanted to say that if you're dealing with a nemona, certainly it's a shvuas heses. If it's a birur, then the shvuas heses may not be necessary. The Rambam clearly says it's a birur, but he does need a shvuas heses. Bi shelokach kardom v'amar hareini holech ligzor diklo shel ploni shemacharo li. Ready, he declares it in advance. V'koras hadekel hareze becheskaso sheino the meis panav v'kores ilan sheino shelo. We're dealing with the birur. V'yim tano ba'alim shelo machru nishbaze heses. Okay, what can we do? In other words, so he says, even though it's a birur, we do find that even in situations of birur, occasionally you have a shuas heses. That's what we have over here. However, okay, v'chein hayorid l'stei chaver v'ochal peiroseha, we have the same form of a birur. That chazaka eno demeis panav v'ochal peiros she'eno shelo. Afal pi. Okay. This said. Okay. So that, I think, in other words, is how we'd learn the sugya over here. Well, then we move over to a whole new world. A whole new world of Nascha Derevava. The Gemara points out, Hahu damalei lechavre mai bois v'hayara. Amalei menach zevinte v'achalti shnei chazaka. Aisi chad sahada da'achlis tros shani. So he's up the creek. He only has one aid. L'chora, we have a chiyuv on the peros, l'mafreya, for the 3 years. Sava rabbonu kemeda abaye, l'meimar hainu naska dervaba. That even though we're dealing, or because, we have to see the even though or the because, that when we're dealing in a situation of one aid, we have no alternative but to say that he has to pay. And we have the case of naska dervaba, where came before Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Abba was sitting there. One aid came. Amalei, Rabbi Ami, hecha daina lahaidina lishlim leka trei saadei lifterei ika chad saadei lishtaba ha'amar mechtaf chatzis. According to the Rashbam, most Rishonim, a shvua against an aid echad has to be lahaklisha aid. Here he agrees with the aid. V'kevon dabar lechat v'havelei kigazlan. Namely, kigazlan, that he can't be nishba. Just like a gazlan can't be nishba because he's chashud, this individual can't be nishba because he agrees with the eid. Amar lei Rabbi Abba, we have a new rule. Have a mechuyav shvua, eno yachol yishava, v'chol ha-mechuyav shvua, shen yachol yishava, mishalei. He's not paying because we have two eidim. He's paying because he's a mechuyav shvua of an eid echad. He can't be nishba because he agrees with the aid. He can't be kofir. He can't be makrish the aid. We have a rule called Machliyo Shuvei Nachal Yishav Meshavan. So he pointed out, and then Abaye says, Midame, is this really comparable, etc. So he pointed out that in this sugi we have to deal with three factors. One is the question of the comparison. Right? The second is, what are really the alternatives? Hechina Dayane Dayna Lahai Dina. What were the alternatives that were on the table in terms of Lishalem, Lishava, etc.? But most important, where did Rav Abba pull this klal out of his hat, that kol ha-machuyav shvu of eni ochal lishava mishalem? So he said we'd start with that, and then move back to the local inyanim, to the kesher between Nascha de Rav Abba and the world of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Okay, so to start with this, we have to see the source. The source, we go back to the Gemara in Shavuos, the Mishnah at the beginning of the seventh parak of Shavuos, points out that kol hanishboim shebatorah nishboim v'lo mishalmim. We have three Shavuos d'oraisa, eid echad, what are the mixas and Shavuos hashomrim? Common denominator is nishba v'niftar. Ve'elu nishboim v'notzlim. But we have a concept of Shavuos ha-Mishnah, which is nishba v'notel, and one of those that's listed in the list is shekinegdo chashud ala shvua. That when the person who normally would be nishba v'niftar is a chashud, so we say that the toveya is nishba v'notel. Okay? We say that the toveya is nishba v'notel. Then the Mishnah continues on daf mem hei amar aleph and deals with the situation hayushneim chashudim. Right? We move the shvua from the nitva to the toveya. Toveya is also chashud. Okay, we're dealing with two individuals who are not on the highest level of tzidkus. They're both chashud al hashvua. So here we have a machlokus in the Mishnah. Rav Meir Omer yachloku. Okay, we'll discuss at some point where does this yachloku come from. We don't, you know, is this a sumchus? Is this some sort of a sveika dedina? What exactly, knas, where does Yachoku come from? We'll have to discuss. However, Rav Yossi says, Chazra Hashvua Limakoma. So, the Mishnah can say such things because the Mishnah speaks in a Sphinx-like manner, but we have to understand what Chazra Hashvua Limakoma means. That's a machlokes, and daf mem zayin amad aleph, between Rabosenu Sheba Bavel and Rabosenu Sheba Eretz Yisrael. Rabosenu Sheba Bavel, namely Rabu Shmuel, they said Chazra Shvua L'Sinai. Chazra Shvua L'Sinai means what practically?
What?
That, well, right, that Beis Din can't do anything. They can't use its tools of being mashbia in order to be able to have a birur over here as to who is correct. And therefore, Patur, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with these matters. Beis Din can't deal with all matters. We get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the level of Beis Din, Patur. Neither can be nishba, so patur. Comes along Rabosenu Sheberetz Yisrael, and they explain Chazra Shvua L'machuyavra, which practically means that since he can't be nishba because he's a chashud, he has to pay. Who is the Rabosenu Sheberetz Yisrael? This is our Rabbi Abba. Kol ha-machuyav shvua v'ni ha-holi shava meshalem. Okay? So Rabbi Abba, in terms of the context of the Gemara over here, appears to be one of three deos, right? That in a situation where we have inability to take a shvua, we have a psak of yachloku, we have a psak of ptur, and we have a psak of mechuyav shvua v'yinachul yishava mishalem. This we won't deal with today, but you know, the next time, you know, it's why is it so accepted? Rav and Shmuel appear to disagree with it. Rav Meir appears to disagree with it. This is an interpretation of Rav Yossi Shita in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Abba. That's what Tosus over here on the bottom of the Amud deals with, and there's a parallel Tosus over here on the Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that also deals with this issue in terms of Psak. But let's assume that we have this din of Rabbi Abba. Where did Rabbi Abba get it from? So the Gemara, to a certain degree, asked that, where the Gemara says on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Amar Rava, Kavase Rabbi Abba Mistabra, Detani Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami is Doresh a Pasuk, that a diuk from the drash of the Pasuk would appear to be the din of Rabbi Abba. Shvuas Hashem Tiyeh Bein Shnehem, when we're dealing with the Shvuas Moda B'Miktsas, That's the context. Shuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneihem. I claim you owe me 100. You say you owe me 50. Shuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneihem. Velo ben hayorshim. So the question is, what's going on? Hechidami. We have a classic motive of mixas on the level of yorshim. Marihu, mari avua. My nafkamina, whether we're dealing with the original parties or we're dealing with derivatives, it's motive of mixas. It's a bari and a bari. Elalav, damarei manala abba biyad avicha. The toveya is a bari. Amarei, and then Yorish comes and says, chamshin yedana, chamshin lo yedana. In that situation, I amris bishlama aviv ki haygavna mechayev itzdirich kra lemiftar gabe yorshim. If we paskin like Rabbi Ami, like Rabbi Abba, then the drasha makes sense. Namely, had the father claimed chamshin yedana, chamshin lo yedana, it's using the mechuy of shvua. He's a mother of miktas. Eni yachol lishava, because he's a safek. So mishalem. If by the father we'd have to pay, then we understand the drasha, but by the sons, they don't have to, they're not viewed as mechuy of shvua and yachol lishava. That the sons are exempt from Rabbi Abba's principle. But if we wouldn't have a dinner of Rabbi Abba, we wouldn't understand the drasha. That's what the Gemara says. That's it. You know, namely, that Rabbi Abba's drasha is a good foil for this drasha of Chazal. That if we assume that Rabbi Abba is correct, we understand the drasha of Chazal. If we don't, we have to learn the drasha in a different manner, which is not the end of the world. Rabbi Shmuel, learn it in a different way, okay, etc. So, bottom line, we pass like Rabbi Abba. What is the makar? So here, by Tosus by us, we have Lechora, different directions within Tosfos. If you look in Tosfos, we'll go straight to the jugular. Two-thirds of the way down, Tosfos, have a mechuyav shvua, we have, it says, a phrase, nira l'ri. Nira l'ri, drabi abba lo have taima mikra. He's not based on gzeira sakosov. He's not building himself on shvua sashem tiye ben shneihem. Ela misvara ba'alma. Kidim afarish. Aye, what do we do with the Gemara? V'hod dekamar hasam kavos Rabbi Abba mistaber the Tani Rabbi Ami Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneihem v'lo Ben Hayorshim. Kra is not coming to give us the marker of the principle, but rather l'miftar yorshim asa lo l'chayev ha'av. Okay, in other words, that the principle is a principle al pisvara. The pasuk is telling us we don't apply the rule of kol machu yoshu inachul yishav mishalem to yorshim. We apply it only to the av. But what is the svara? What over here is the svara? That Tosfos takes for granted that we understand what the svara is. Kanira, why? Because we learned the first half of the Tosfos. Okay, so let's go back to the first half of the Tosfos. First half of the Tosfos, the first two-thirds of the Tosfos, deal with the issue of migo. They ask, why over here, lehemne b'shvua b'maido amar didi chatve, b'migo di boy amar lo chatve. Now, Tosfos has to deal with this migo on all sorts of levels, and this will come back to next time. How exactly do we deal with this migo? Is this a migo de ha'aza? Is it not a migo de ha'aza? After all, you're going against an eid. There's an eid that claims that you were chote. If you're going to claim the lo chatfe, go against an eid. Is that so simple that we're going to have over here a migo? Maybe, in other words, similar to a migo against a chazaka, migo against an eid. Migo lafturi mishvua. We're going to have to deal with this migo in all sorts of levels of migo. But as we work our way down the Tosfos, we find the Rivam, where the Rivam says, I'm reading now, smack in the middle of the wide lines of Tosfos, beginning of the line in my edition. Lekach nire kamo shepiresh harivam, devadai have migo. This migo is a powerful migo. And then he continues, lehochi patri rabu shmuel. That's why Rav and Shmuel don't hold of Rabbi Abba's principle, because we have a migo. The neman b'shvua b'migo, the ibiyomar lo chatfe. Aye, what about Rabbi Abba? Rabbi Abba says, mechuyav shvua v'eni ochel yishava mishalein. What happened to the migo? So here, the Rivam gives a svara. Rabbi Abba savar, af agav the islay migo, chayav. Why? The cave on the ika echad hamachayav o shvua min ha-torah, Kain hu hadin she yishava lahakrish es ha'ed o yishalem ve'ein mo'elo migo lipater. Here we have, here we find the kernel, the root of the svara of the Ri. What over here is Rivo positing according to Rabbi Ava? What is the svara behind Mechuyav Shvua Ve'en Yachol Lishava Mishalem? Yes,
he was never going to he was never going to be able to use the Migo. Once a single aid came, he was never going to be able to use the Migo. Either he would have to take the Shvua or he would have to be Mishalem.
Okay. So what Daniel is pointing out is that within the world of Shvuas Eid Echad, we have to reinterpret the concept of Eid Echad. We don't say that an Eid Echad is really a Nebesh who can only be Machayev a Shvua. How do we view Shvuas Eid Echad? That really, what obligations fall on the Nitva because of this Eid Echad? He has to pay. Really, he has to pay. However, as opposed to two Eidim where he has no way out, here he has an alternative. Here he has an alternative. I can be Nishba and Niftar. Namely, Be'etzem, just like two Eidim are Machayev Mamon, Eid Echad is Machayev Mamon. However, I can be Pater myself with a Shvua. And therefore, if we have a case of Mechuyav Shvua Ve'eno Yachol Lishava, then we have no alternative but to go back to the din of Yishalim. That's what he says. Let's read it again. The Rabbi Abba Savar, Afagav the Isle Migo Chayav, the Kevon Dika Eid HaMachayev Oshvua Men HaTorah, Kain Hu Hadin, either Yishava LaHakrish Esa Eid, or Yishalim. Right? It's not as though we only have a Shvua on the table. We have a Shvua or Tashlumen on the table. That the Eid Echad is Machayev Shvua or Tashlumen. And therefore, a Moelo Migo Lipater. You can't, you know, therefore the Migo is not going to help us over here. Just like a Migo doesn't work against two Eidim, because they're Machayev Mamon, a Migo is not going to work against an Eid, because an Eid is Machayev Mamon. Either you're Nishva, or you pay. Those are your two alternatives. Okay. Had Rabbi Abba only said his principle in Eid Echad, then we have a Svara, which is Kaftar V'Ferach. Rabbi Abba says it also by Moda B'Miktas. Is Moda B'Miktas also either take a Shvua or pay? Is Moda B'Miktas also on that plane that we have over here, a powerful, powerful birur on the level of Eid Echad? You know, the Gemara asked the question. So that we have a Gemara all over Shas that asks, the Gemara all over asks the question, why do we have a Shvua in Moda B'Miktas? And the Gemara explains a certain time of the Korah, Amar Rabba, Neymar Amra Torah, reading the, this is, I mean, Daf Gimel Manav Mav Metzia, it's also in Ksuvus, in Gittin, Babakama, Shvuas, later on Mav Metzia, Neymar Moda B'Miktas HaTayma Yishalei. So Rabba says that we have a Chazaka, Ein on the Meis Panav, Neba Alchovo, V'hai B'Kulei Bo'i D'Nichpere, V'ha D'lo Kafre Mishum De'Ein on the Meis Panav, V'hai D'lo Odi, the Ishtamute Kam Ishtamit Minei, Savar Adahavi Leizuzi Upuran Ale, Amrachmana, Rami Shmua Ale, Kihechi D'lo Dile B'Kulei. Namely, the moment that this individual is Moda B'Miktas, what do we have on the table in terms of probability? Probably he owes the whole amount. In other words, then why wasn't he Mode? Because he doesn't have the money to pay back. So why wasn't he Kofer? Because Enon Amei is part of Neba Achovo. And we have over here all sorts of psychological mitziyuyot that would indicate that he's really Chayav. And therefore the Torah says, let's let him prove it. Namely, we have what we call, in halakhic terminology, Raglayim Ladavar. We have Raglayim Ladavar. There's a good reason to believe that if he was already Moda 50%, that really he's Chayev 100%. It's not 100%. It's not, we don't have Eidim. We don't even have Eid Echad. We have Raglayim Ladavar. Now, based on Raglayim Ladavar, it's very hard to say either you're Nishba or you pay. I mean, Raglayim Ladavar is an indication, but Raglayim Ladavar is not a birur. Raglayim Ladavar means that there's room to suspect. There's room to dig deeper. There's room to say, the room for the Torah to say, in this situation we're going to insist on a Shvua. Because Raglayim Ladavar, that the money is actually owed. How do we move over to the world of Rabbi Abba? How does this fit into Mechui Yoshua V'Yenechol Yishava Meshalem when we're moving from Eid Echad over to Moda B'Miktsas? So here, those of you who were in Shavuos last year, this is the Gemara that we kept coming back to over and over and over again. But, you know, I didn't send you this Gemara because Tosfos pretty much quotes it. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph says as follows. Mai Ika Bein Da'oraisa L'Drabanan. What are the distinctions between Shavua Da'oraisa and Shavua Drabanan? The Gemara gives a whole list. The first one the Gemara gives is Mechas L'Nichse. B'Da'oraisa Nachtinan L'Nichse. B'Drabanan Lo Nachtinan L'Nichse. What happens if the Beis Din tells this person Bi Nishba and he says, I don't want to swear. I don't want to swear. I'm a conscientious objector to Shavuos. I don't want to swear. So if we're dealing with a Shavua Da'oraisa, Mechas L'Nichse, Rashi, Im Amar Eini Nishba, Ve'eini Mishalem, Yordin L'Nachasav, V'Nosdin L'Zeh. We go ahead and we take the money from him and give it to the Toveya. If we're dealing with a Shavua D'Rabanan, then we don't. We're not Yorid L'Nachasav. What is this din of Yorid L'Nachasav? Person didn't want to be Nishba. You know, it's why be Yorid L'Nachasav?
If he's refusing, make a Shavua strength instead of Lama Dabar.
So let's take the easier way out. The easiest way out is saying, it's a Knas. Right? This person is spitting in the eyes of the Dayanim. Here, right? You have a Bezdin of three Gedolim of Yerushalayim. Right? We have Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld and Rav Kook and Rav Salant. They tell him, be Nishba. He says, I don't want to be Nishba. What do you mean, don't want to be Nishba? Three Dayanim told you to be Nishba, so we're Konesim. In other words, we're going, Yorid L'Nachasav. Let's be Konesim also by a Shavua D'Rabanan. We have other methods. We could be put him in Chayrim. We have other ways of dealing with it by a Shavua D'Rabanan. By the Shavua D'Oraisa, we go straight, take away his Nachasav. That's one way of going. That's nothing to do with our Sugya. Or it could be what Daniel is pointing out, that any time the Torah is mechayev a shvua, really what exists? Any time, not only by Eid Echad, that there are two options on the table, either be nishba or be meshalem. Every shvua d'oraisa is really be nishba or be meshalem, and therefore if eino nishba, nachtina l'nichse, then meshalem. And this would be what's standing behind the din of Rabbi Abba, kol ha-machuyav shvua ve'eino yochol lishava, irrelevant of why. It's irrelevant if he's Eino Yochel Yishava because he's a Chashud, Eino Yochel Yishava because he's a Mesupak, Eino Yochel Yishava because he can't contradict the aid. Might not mean a why. The alternative is L'Shalem. Every Shvua in the Torah is basically a Chi of Shvua / Mamon. And the moment that you're not Nishba, then you're Meshalem. That's the Svara of Rabbi Abba. You don't have to come out to a Pasuk of Shvua Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. That's the Svara of Rabbi Abba. Kol HaMachuyo Shvua Ve'Eino Yochel Yishava Meshalem. Yes? By Shavua D'Oraisa, namely what we'd be doing according to the Ri, is limiting the principle of Rabbi Abba to a Shavua D'Oraisa. Because only in Shavua D'Oraisa do we have the fact that the Shavua, Shavuos D'Rabbanan are Achiyu Shavua. The Shavuot D'Rabbanan are Shavua, Nishba V'Noot, El Heses. D'Oraisa, they said basically you have to pay. But we're giving you an alternative of being nishba, both by Eid Echad and by Shavuos HaShomrim and by Modeh Miktsas. And then, if you don't take advantage of the shvua, or you can't take advantage of the shvua, kol machu yoshvu yenei cholishava mishalem. I'm not saying this on my own. This is Tosa says it. According to this line of reasoning, what should be the halakha in the following scenario? I take someone to court and say that he stole $100 from me. He says, what are you talking about? And then I bring an Eid Echad to court that this fellow stole $100 from me. And so Beis Din checks into this fellow's background. He's a chashud. Not only did he maybe steal $100 from me, he stole $100 from a lot of people. He's a gazel, he's a chashud. What should be the halacha? What? And therefore... What? What's the halacha in such a situation? That's the Mishnah we read on Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. Eilu Nishboim VeNotrim SheKenegd Al Chashad Al Hashvua. Where did that Mishnah come from? According to Rabbi Abba, the rule should be Kol Amachuyo Shvua Eino Yachol Yishava Meshalim. That question is asked by Tosos in Bava Metzia on Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. Bava Metzia on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Tosos asked that question. Why did he ask that question? Because he learned like the Ri that Rabbi Abba's din is a svara. In other words, if I would come to this person and say, you owe me $100, he'd say, I owe you 50. And he's a choshud, so he should have to pay. Why does the Mishnah say, nishba v'notel? He should have to pay. So Tosfos asked the question, Tzadiches Amud Aleph, Hachi nami havi lan lemeimar min hadin b'choshud ha-shvua, that we should say, mitoch shen yochel yishav ha-mashalem. Elo tiknu shiyehei kenegdo nishba v'notel. Why? D'binyan acher lo havi efshar. In other words, this is a takonas hashuk to save people from being bamboozled. Shemisha yarotze. In other words, if I have a neighbor who's a choshed al hashvua, I have this great etza. I'll lend him $5. Then I'll come to him and say, you owe me $100. Say, what are you talking about? I owe you $5. Come to court. You're a choshed. Pay me $100. Right? Shah yarotze mavelo pruta yitva kol asher lo yehemoda b'miktas. The rule of Rabbi Abba applies. Hamachuyav shvua and yochol yishava, be it eid echad, be it modeh b'miktzas, be it shvuas hashomrim, you have to pay. But by the chashud, with lo shavkes chayeh lekol chashud, no chashud is going to be able to show his face in court. He's always going to have to pay his whole everything he has. Tiknu sheyishava shekenegdo. But in the case of a person who's mesupak ubenascha, eno yochol yishava lo machmas shehu chashud, ela ata b'tfiya zo en yochol yishava machmas hamaora lo v'tzricho yishava kenegdo. They were metakein in a case of a chashud that otherwise this chashud would be taken to the cleaners every Monday and Thursday. But in an unusual situation, like the case of Rabbi Abba, there they'll leave the din as a din daraisa, svara, right? Din daraisa meaning svara. It's built on an understanding that Shvua Da'oraisa really is Shvua / Tashlumin. Hu Hadin, we have the same Tosfos and Daf Hei Amud Aleph in Bava Metzia. All of this goes hand in hand with our Tosfos. Kenegdo Kamina, V'yim Tomar, Maishna B'choshed Ha'Shvua She'Kenegdo Nishba V'Notel, Amaylo Amrina Mitoch She'ni Yochol Yishava Mishalein, Kedamar Gabi Chamshin Yedana V'Chamshin Lo Yedana U'Benascha Der Rabba V'Yishlomar Dehoch Le'i Amrina Mishalein Roshav Kislei Chaya L'Kol Ha'Olam Yiviyuhu Roshav Kislei Chaya L'Kol Ha'Olam Yiviyuhu L'Dei Shvua V'Yitlu Kol Asher Lo. Okay? So this then is one understanding of Rabbi Abba. We have a svara based on a chiddush, namely the fact that we apply it to Eid Echad, that, in other words, you could say one aid, we have over here a chiyuv tashlumin or binishba. To apply it to modeh b'miktzas, even though we would have said the modeh b'miktzas ra'ayin madavar is a chiddush, but that's the chora, the svara, that applies across the board, and that what we say by Eid Echad applies to the world of Shvua in general, midoraisa. And that tenai of midoraisa in Siman Ayin Hei in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, when we deal with the world of Mitoch. Lo Amrina, Siman Ayin Hei Sif Yidaled, Lo Amrina Mechuyo Shvua Eino Echol Yishav HaMashalein, Ela B'Shvua Da'oraisa. Aval Imen HaTorah Hu Potem Yishvua, Aval Pishim Yidrabodem Chayav, Lamikri Mechuyo Shvua Eino Echol Yishav HaMashalein, because Rabbanan were metake in a Shvua. Nishba v'notel, they were metake in a Shvua of Heses, right? They weren't metake in a Chiyuv Tashlum. Fits in very nicely. But this isn't, you understand, this Nira Leri, this Lechore isn't Pshat in the Sugya and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Pshat in the Sugya is that the Din of Rabbi Abba is derived from a Pasuk. Shvua Hashem Tiyeh Bein Shneihem. Shvua Hashem Tiyeh Bein Shneihem, that from this Pasuk we see that when the father is the one who says Chamshen Lo Yedana Mitoch Sheni Yochol Yishava Mishalem, when the son is the Baal Davar, then we have Gzeras HaKosov Bein Shnehem Velo Bein Hayorshim. That it's all a din. It's all Gzeras HaKosov. This is the direction that we find in Tosfos in Baba Kama. And Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. I sent you three Tosfos. This is the third Tosfos. Tosfos in Baba Kama and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Says as follows. We have a case of a Mishnah. Shor Shanaga Chasapara Nimsa Ubara Bitsida. The Baal of the Para claims that the Negicha of the Para caused the death of the Ubar, and the owner of the Shor Hanogeach says, I don't know, you weren't there, I wasn't there, who knows? Maybe the baby was born beforehand and just happened to die on its own. And that my shore was only Nogeach your para, not the Vlad. So the Gemara says over there that this applies afilu nizak omer bari umazik omer shema. The nizak says, I know. In other words, I am certain. How is he certain? Let's say he claims that he saw it. I saw your shore be Nogeach my pregnant para. And I saw that caused the death of both animals. And the Mazik says, well, that's what you say. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. Afilu nizak omer bariu, Mazik omer shema. In that case, we say that you pay for the nezek to the para, and you pay half of the nezek to the on the vlad. V'im tomar es tosvos ha-machuyav shvua ve'en yachol lishavahu.
This is like a case, if you owe me 100, I say, Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, I owe you 50, I owe you for the para. About the Vlad, I don't know. And that's the case in which Rabbi Abba says, Mechu Yoshvua, Eina Yochel Yishava Meshalem. Umitech Shein Yochel Yishava Meshalem, Kedama Rav Perek HaShoel. So he gives a number of answers. According to the Ri, you really have to come up with an answer, because it's a very powerful question, right? That the din of motive miktsas is really a chiyuv shvua or mamon. If you can't be nishba, then you have to pay mamon. So there are answers. But one of the answers that he gives in Od Omeri, de lo domi klal, de hataima de mechuyov shvua vein yochol yishava meshalem, mefarish bekor hanishboim, mishum dechsiv. Shvuas Hashem tiyeh bein shnehem velo bein hayorshim. We're not dealing over here with a svara like Nira Lari, like Tosos on Daf in Baba Metzia Daf Tzadiches and Tosos Baba Metzia Daf Hey. We're not taking that track. We're going on Pshat of the Gemara. Pshat of the Gemara is it's built on a pasuk. Shvuas Hashem tiyeh bein shnehem velo bein hayorshim. Or mefarish hasam kagon da amar le mana la abba biyad avicha. Amar le chamshin yedana vachamshin lo yedana. De ba'avuha kahaygavna mechayev. Va'al korach achzorach ritein tam, lama ha'av chayav ubiyorshim patur. De belo taima, ein lomar, kidamar hasam. Yamale chamshin isle, v'chamshin lesle, mali hu, mali avuha. Even if you're building on a pasuk, there is a mini svara, which is built into the drasha. Namely, it could be that the source of Mechuyah Shvua Nechol Yishava Meshalem is Gzeres HaKosov. But the Ptur of the Yorshim has to be a Svara. Why, if we have a Gzeres HaKosov, Mechuyah Shvua Nechol Yishava Meshalem, why should the Yorshim be Patur? Ela hainu taima da'av chayav lo yedana, da'hoya lo leida im chayav lomana im rav. Avo Yorshav lo have lohem leida b'mile de avuhon. Namely, that we have over here a gzeras hakosuv with a condition. Under what condition? In a situation where you should have been able to be nishba. However, that's what the Gemara says, Veloman Hayorshim. Namely, the basic din is a Gzeres HaKosuv. And the Tnai is a Svara. Yes?
How can we apply that Svara to our Gemara?
How? What do you mean you should have known? Something that we're saying he's mechuyev shur shenayachol shava, not because he should have known something he didn't, but just because he's agreed.
You're asking an excellent question. How does this Tosas fit in with our Gemara? Fine, it's a good question. I'm just pointing out that we have a machlokas among Bali HaTosos how to understand the source of Machiyosh V'Nachar Lishava Meshalim. Tosos by us, Nira Leri, holds it's a Svara. He says black and white, not based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk only comes to be Potir the Yorshim. But the Svara is a Svara Do'oraisa. And that we try to explain, and that fit in with what we find in Tosos in Baba Metzi in two places. Tosos over here in Baba Kama is assuming that the source of it is a Drasha. Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shnehem, even though Shvuas the Oraisa are only Chiyuve Shvua. The moment that Eno Yachal Lishava, what happens to the Chiyuv Shvua? It morphs into a Chiyuv Mamon. That's Xeris HaKosov. The Torah was Machayev Shvua by Eid Echad. The Torah was Machayev Shvua by Modeh Ben Miktas. The Torah was Machayev Shvua by Shomrim, by in a situation. In certain situations where Eino Yachal Lishava, that morphs into a Chiyuv Tashlumin. The general rule is that if Hayalo Leida, then it morphs into a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Midoraisa. Otherwise, no. According to this line of reasoning, should there be any difference necessarily between a Shvua Doraisa and a Shvua Drabanan? That if I'm Chayev a Shvua Drabanan, according to this explanation, what could very well be the halacha? Maybe mashalim, maybe an achinami. The same way that mida oraisa, a shvua, a chiyuv shvua can morph into a chiyuv tashlumin, so also midrabanan, a chiyuv shvua can morph into a chiyuv tashlumin. Maybe not. That's an open question. Namely, even though I quoted to you a machaber, but the Mefarshim over there point out that there are Rishonim who disagree with the Mechaber. The Mechaber is quoting a Yad Ramah in the Tur, and it could be the Magid Mishnah disagrees, it could be the Rashba disagrees, the Tchulei, and this Lechora could be what underlies the basic Shitas. Yeah. Okay. Where we have to move from here is as follows. We still have one more stage before moving back to our sugya per se. And that is two more stages. One is that we pulled out of Tosfos three lines, but it's a long Tosfos, right? Tosfos brings up a lot of issues in this Tosfos in terms of the nature of Migo, whether Migo should be meaningful here, shouldn't be meaningful over here. The Rivam says basically it is meaningful, but Rabbi Ava has the Xeris HaKot, has a Svara that overrides the Migo. So we have to go through Tosfos. Okay, that's one thing we have to go through. The only new issues that we have over here is the issue of Migo Lafture Mishvua. In other words, Migo, we know, can pater a person from paying money. Can Migo also pater an individual from taking a Shvua? That's the Machokas we've shown him in Shvuas, that we learned, that those who learned Shvuas, we learned last year. In terms of the Makoros, what you should see is a short, just a few lines in Shavuos. You don't have to see all blood again. The Shavua of the Sachir. Yeah, on Daf Mem Heyamad days, from where it says, Itmar Name. It's about three lines before the wide lines. To go down until it brings a pasuk from Sefer Shmuel. See over there the Rimigash. Okay, you can see the Tosas as well. Over there. We may mention the Tosas as well. In terms of Migo Lafturi Mishvua, Amrina, Migo Lafturi Mishvua, Lo Amrina. So that's one thing you have to do. And then this bottom Tosas called Machiyo Shvua Yenachu Lishava, what do we do with all of the whole sugya that we saw in Shvuas, with Rav Yossi and Rav Meir and Rav and Shmuel? In other words, do they necessarily disagree with Rabbi Abba? Can they agree with Rabbi Abba? So we have over here this Tosas, V'chola Machuyav, with the parallel Tosas over there, on Daf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, in in Shavuos. Okay? The Seder. And then, that will be Neder, those two, that will do next Monday, next Sunday, will be Neder. And then next Wednesday, we'll try and see Mokuyo Shavuah Vein Chalushav Mashallah in the context of Naska Derav Abba and Cheskas Habatim. Okay? The Seder. Okay. Thank you.